Look at that piece at the top left. Do you recognize the checkered coat of arms of the Urgell dynasty? Balagi was conquered by the Christian county of Urgell at the start of the 12th century. However, the pieces in front of you belong to a much later period. Balaguer took a long time to recover from the depopulation caused by the Christian conquest. Even though the city formally became the capital of the county, war and the introduction of a new feudal organization meant it gradually lost its importance in the area. The process was reversed in the 14th century as a result of the dynastic union between the houses of Urgell and Barcelona. The alliance is illustrated by the combination of checkers and vertical palettes in the count's coat of arms. We've said that the Christian counts decided against repopulating the Almatar plain. Nevertheless, they continued to use the Arabic citadel, if only off and on. At the end of the 14th century, the building underwent major alterations and came to be known as Formos Castle, meaning beautiful castle. All the objects in the display case date from this period. Count Peter II and his wife Margaret, who was brought up in Lombardy, were responsible for the works of restoration. Look at the last object located at the bottom right. This type of pot was used in the summer for growing basil, a plant that repels insects. In the winter, it was just used for decoration. Very few such pots have survived. This one was commissioned from a workshop in Valencia, as indicated by the golden highlight of Andalusi origin. It also features the coat of arms of Count Peter. It's a perfect example of the combination of Andalusi and Christian elements that was characteristic of Formos Castle. More unusual still is the alabaster fragment to the right of the infant Jesus. Look closely at it. The score marks you can see are not there by chance, but are the result of the template used by craftsmen working on site to cut the tiles and to make up the tiled patterns. Should you be interested, both the archaeological site of the Almatar Plain and the remains of the castle are open to visitors. More information is available at reception. You can now listen to the next commentary.